Blog Talk Radio.
I needed some rain to fall, and I'm in the tail trying to get it. And I surely knew it wasn't going to pay for it. All I had to do is catch some fool slipping and attack his ass.
What the fuck do you want from me?
Nigga, you know what the fuck I got, nigga. I want your motherfucking head and head in my fucking studio.
You are listening to Real Talk, Real Politics. I'm your host, Marty Smith, as we listen to LAPD South Bureau. Scanner, which includes Southwest Harbor 77th, and all of the Southland. Listen in.
My miles, 703.
Folks, when I got up this morning, I turned on my police scanner, and it's about 4:45, and I was just kind of surprised how crime has nothing to do with the time of day, it seems. It was 4 in the morning, and some identified black assailant was on the top of a roof over off 109, right up the road. He had already shot somebody, and the police were on their way to deal with this issue. Now, here's the thing. One of the reasons I listen to the police scanner is because more than, I would imagine, 80% of what you hear go through the police traffic never appears in your local media or your local news reports. Never. Which suggests to me, how can you be a better citizen and see something, say something, or be proactive toward issues in your neighborhood when, in fact, there's a dearth, meaning lack of, coverage about these same issues? I just thought it fascinating. If you've ever listened to a police scanner, you're going to hear everything. From murders, rape. I just heard in another direction, not too far from here, a report of an elderly abuse case, and LAPD was on their way to deal with that. And I'm saying this because I was also watching the news. I start my news feeds at 4 a.m. First thing one of the news channels showed was some violent acts in Chicago. A young black man live streaming himself, dancing and clowning. He was wearing blue hat, and blue shirt, and somebody, he's on camera whipping and nay-naying. Somebody comes into the frame and guns him down. While it's live streaming, to the internet and you see that party's shirt, but you can't really see the person's face from the footage we saw. And then the reporter followed up with the overnight killings in Chicago that were gang-related. We're going to get more into the effect of the internet, urban living, and the mistake that social media has caused us all to make tomorrow when I have GRX at Real Talk Real Game. But I thought I would at least touch on this in this episode because I think we have hit the ridiculous point. And I closed my show yesterday or opened it saying that, you know, I get to the point where I don't think it can get any worse. It gets worse. And this is every day now. Now, my sense is that you have a youth divide, you have race divide, you have economic divides among citizens, but it seems to be a trend in the African-American community to post your violence or to do things by which you can create a post which reflects nothing but violence and ignorance. In fact, this happens here in South L.A. quite frequently, right around in this neighborhood. Killings are caught on tape and intentionally planned and staged and all of this old stupidness. But the callousness behind the act and the "I don't care" by the perpetrator suggests to me that there's a serious issue with the worth of life for a certain segment of our population. Again, we'll get deeper into this tomorrow, and I'll call on GRX for some greater analysis. But I just thought it interesting, again, that at nearly 80% of the traffic you hear on any scanner in Los Angeles, I don't know about other places, never ends up in the local news. So how can a citizen gauge the effectiveness or the efficacy of the policing? First off, the effectiveness or the efficacy of the media coverage, and have accuracy about what's truly going on in their neighborhood. Just something to think about, and we're going to get back into that.
What's another shock you have?
Hello, Sharp,
8107-0303.
Roger, they temporarily locked off of Shop 8-0-8-1-1-1. Can you log them off that vehicle so we can check it out? Hey, Harbor, Union, Postal Personnel, Postal Personnel, 1400 and 1500, Walk Through Verdina, 1200 Block Breed, number 233 and Elk Block, number 1 Block here, number 2 and 4 description, there is around 4.
Shop
8-1-1-0-1 shows temporary locked off from 1801 West Street.
Well, guys, post all the information in Shop 8-1-1-0-1 is an online login.
So, we're going to take a quick
good. My name is 1826, shop 81101 and Boo. Shopping off the open up to Pete Camline. 1757 is receiving cancellation.
Okay, 1026, we picked up Bruce from the shop. Log on so we can set up the center of that. Find a cell 20, see if you can get an air unit for that call in Virginia.
Probably 5-9 is also responding back up the interview.
Any air unit coming on, I'll have a frequency for possible 459 suspect here now, 1400 Ravina Avenue. 559 Roger.
And
41 Roger.
Okay, folks, we'll get back to our regular programming after this break.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
Yeah.
Because we've seen this gentleman stick his mouth in his foot. Yeah, I said it right. Talk out the back of his neck. Only to which the media and everybody respond, well, we'll just focus on what's coming out the back of his neck. And we're still going to vote for him. So we're going to have to pay very, very close attention on Tuesday to see how this thing pans out. My guttural sense is that the tide is shifting, turning, but hasn't fully turned. And even with his demise, the amount of dissension and anger that he has created with little or no regard for substantive policies from which you can build a platform from his rhetoric. I question his knowledge and wisdom on basic, I would say high school level knowledge of media events. Stuff that we would expect every senior, graduating senior, to know. I'm not sure if he even knows that much about what's going on. It's one thing for a man to be opinionated, and it's another thing for a man to be knowledgeable. It's one thing for another person to accept the opinion of another man as knowledge without regard for factual data, proof, information. We are at the nexus from which people are going to have to dig deeper. President Obama at the top of the week talked about in a speech, the media needs to dig deeper to bring light to the issues that Donald Trump and his and everything that he brings. Voter, the public, still needs to dig deeper. Because commensurate with all of these issues is the daily distractions of social media, your daily neighborhood crime, your national crime news, your world crime news, and the follow-up to the crime the day, the week, the month before, and whatever issue, whether it be Brussels, Miami-Dade, Chicago, L.A., Poughkeepsie, Lubbock, Quad City, Des Moines, Rockford, doesn't matter. Springfield, Illinois, doesn't matter. The amount of things that keep us unfocused are so prolific that you have a snake in the hen house running to eat all your chicken. One thing I have learned as I became a voter at the age of 18 is that I have to have within my body some substantive information, data. I have to have read it. I have to have listened to it, seen it, or know it somehow by a candidate's works, that they're qualified to garner my attention. Secondly, attention paid to foolishness is not what we in this show and me and I and certainly GRX is about. I think his wife is at the point where, wow, he calls over here all the time. Well, and GRX calls me all the time. I mean, we may talk two times after we do our show afterwards. And we may talk two times prior to doing the show. So we're always in prep and production. It didn't start that way, but I have the production mind pre and post. And now we're moving in a system, and it's a timely system to give him enough information and time to research issues so that he doesn't go into shows blind. What if everybody that is going to vote this year just did what we do? He'll see a news feed, ask me about it. I say, well, I may not, or may know. I don't know. Let me look it up. But on the show, you come with it, and we'll just have to debate through the analysis of it. Because he and I both have, and we share a lot of them, core views and values. And because our right from wrong and the way we view the world is pretty similar. And our experiences have been pretty similar. The exception of I don't have any kids. But at the end of the day, what if the voter, the public, spent as much time as he and I do just researching one or two issues that affect you in very meaningful ways in this election cycle, infinitum? I mean, we just don't want to just go and read some article about it. We want to actually do an analysis about, well, if this candidate's policy is this, and then he wins, how will that affect me the next day or down the road when he enacts the policy? Okay? After 9/11, everybody was getting abused because we were in a reactionary state. I was in the Bay, but I was up on all of the national coverage, and all kind of people were getting abused because they had olive tones or a turban on, or people suspected them to be some type of terrorist just because they were speaking a foreign language. And over, people were getting hurt, abused, killed, whatever. In fact, yesterday, in New York City, a Muslim lady's face was slashed by some fool who just walked screaming, "Terrorist, terrorist," slashed her face. So we need to be very careful as you take a random statement or a policy statement that they say they would enact and see how that's going to play out, how that would actually work in our system of living. And it has to occur. Our current president, also touted prior to being elected, I'm going to change this, do this, fix that, and move forward with that, and this, and this, and that, and other, and all of his agenda. And the public, prior to and after, to do enough research into the policies enacted and the effect that they will have moving forward on individual lives, whether it be Obamacare, immigration policy that is currently standing and supported, drone policy, I'm talking about the presidential drone policy and his freedom to create war by having his finger on his own personal drone to one degree. Well, we never get to the point where we feather out everything and all things. Certainly you got your, I like this politician, so I don't look that close. Or I like this politician, I'm just going to take it at face value based on their history. They're going to do what they said they're going to do. I think enough of that, and time is out for assumptions. Because at the end of the day, we are all at a place where most folk are having trust issues with regard to the federal government, your local government, and the information you take in. Things don't peter out, and that creates these issues. I was listening to our current sheriff yesterday on the news talk about, you know, prior to all of our abuse scandals and hiding inmates from FBI agents and threatening FBI agents, and seeing almost a decade of problems in Men's Central Jail, he said we would have a line of candidates to fill all our jobs. He says, those days are over now. We can't fill certain key positions. And they are not lining up the youth to become deputy sheriff or join the LAPD or even the Army at the rate that they might have wanted or might have back 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. So you're seeing a social shift. A question, a legitimate question, is the social shift also the response to an absorbed populace, the public, who just is taking in too much, too quickly, too much internet, too much social media, too much opinion, too much, whatever it is that folks seem to be reactive about, and we would have to look at even further social studies to get the metrics to understand what is really going on in the hearts and minds of multiple segments of the national population. But I think it's important to have that discourse. Now, ultimately, it's not going to matter, really, in my opinion, now, today, whether Donald Trump won his bid or not. I think he has successfully ruined the Republican brand in this election cycle, and his last faux pas with regard to his comments on women has catapulted Hillary Clinton to defending all women, which she can do very well, and women's rights and women's issues, which she has done all of her life. So, like I said to GRX yesterday, I think it was intentional that Donald Trump really has a disdain for the Republican Party because he has flip-flopped over the years, like he has said, from a Democrat to a Republican, from a pro-choice to pro-life, pro-life to pro-choice, whatever. Political unsavviness and his lack of knowledge about specifics and details that I think any senior in high school would know, or any literate college graduate would know, I just don't think he's got it. And it's more reflective of the entire Republican brand than just Donald Trump at this point, because you're also dealing with their responses to this guy. When you let the classroom clowns turn all the class into clowns, you end up with a class of clowns. Right? Right.
I'm gonna